W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Love in a Time of War by Lara Marlowe. Narrated by the author.
Prologue. It will be the past, and we'll live there together. Not as it was to live, but as it is remembered. It will be the past, we'll all go back together. Everyone we ever loved and lost and must remember. It will be the past, and it will last forever. Patrick Phillips, Heaven. 1 November, 2020. I am sitting at my desk in Paris on a Sunday evening, hoping to catch up on email before the new week starts. The phone rings, which is unusual in our era of digital communication. It is the Irish Times foreign affairs editor, Paddy Smith. Paddy and I rarely talk, though we have been friends and colleagues for a quarter century. What's happened? I asked Paddy, fearing I have missed a story on my patch, perhaps a terrorist attack or an assassination in France. I'm not eager to write an article that evening or set off on a story the following morning. It is infinitely worse than that. We weren't sure if you heard that Robert Fisk died, Paddy begins as gently as he knows how. At first I am incredulous. This must be some kind of bad joke. My former husband is only 74 years old and is fit as a fiddle. I recently saw This Is Not a Movie, a documentary about him, co-written by his wife. Robert was still tearing around the Middle East, dodging shellfire and denouncing those he called the bad guys. Just a year before, when I ran into Robert at Dublin Airport, he appeared the very picture of good health and contentment. We will publish a piece in tomorrow's newspaper, Paddy continues. Details are scant, he says. I misunderstand him to mean biographical details rather than the facts about Robert's death. I begin to spout information, asking Paddy to share it with whomever is writing the article for the Irish Times. The chronology of Robert's life, which I know by heart, pours out in haphazard fashion. I recall Robert's mock chagrin that his birthday fell on 12 July, the day when Orangemen celebrate the Battle of the Boyne. Attuned to the ironies of history, he recounted that his father William, whom he referred to as King Billy, was deployed to Ireland on the wrong side during the 1916 Rising. Bill Fisk became the borough treasurer of Maidstone, Kent, for which he was awarded the Order of the British Empire. Robert's mother, Peggy, née Rose, was a housewife and amateur painter who was thrilled to be appointed as a magistrate in her middle years. I blather on to Paddy. Robert loved revisiting his own life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?